Hendricks. Robin, we have a real film director with us. Ejaz Khan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today. You know what? I'm just noticing that, my gosh, you have done just about everything from, directing feature films to music videos and a lot of other media, too.
Oh, okay. So what drew you to the film industry? Have you always been a film buff?
Not really. Actually, I didn't want to be in the film industry because my family back home is in the film industry.
Ah.
So I just resented that, didn't want to do it simply because, you know, when your parents are telling you this is what you need to do, you of course don't want to do that. You want to do exactly the opposite. So I got into the clothing business, and when I came to New York, that's what I did. I was in the clothing business, and then getting into film industry was I think that telling a story, there's no other better way to tell a story than a moving image. So I decided, let's pursue the film industry, and here I am.
And you kind of had a some knowledge of that since your family was in it, so this will work. I mean, you knew that this can work. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because there are things that people ask me now. How do you know how to do this? And my answer is, I have no clue. All I know is, you know, I'm doing it, and it comes out right. It comes out the way I want it, and I believe that it's coming from the fact that I was a, you know, child. We used to go to dad's movie sets all the time, and the things that he would say and speak to people just sat in your head. And, you know, that's knowledge that just came to me without going to school. So,
well, I was just reading here about a film that most recent film you've done, I hope I pronounce it right, Jawan, which I think means soldier. Now, you did this in Hindi?
No. That's not my film. No, I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't do that
film,
one?
The new film that we are, we just released a film called Before They Vanish, and it's about horses in North Dakota. And it's actually about a Vietnam veteran who has cancer and no one knows what to do with these horses. But the film that I am working on at the moment, and we are going to distribute that in March of 2024, is about human trafficking and sex abuse in the United States.
Well, we've got a real problem with that here in Montana, so we're going to be looking forward to seeing what you come up with.
It plays more of a icebreaker between parents and teenagers. So, you know, a conversation starter, so to speak, and I think that is the purpose of the film, so this way we can educate our young ones.
All right, is this more going to be a documentary or a drama?
It's a drama, but it's a icebreaker between parents because it's a subject that nobody wants to really initiate and talk to the children about it. So what this film does is basically after you watch it, you will want to have a conversation with your teenagers and tell them all the do's and don'ts of getting online and speaking to strangers and you know, taking a ride with a stranger and so on. So, our goal is, you know, if one girl does not run, or a guy does not run away from home and stays home and discusses her matters with her parents or her loved ones, we would feel very successful with that.
Yeah. You know, it seems like a wonderful vehicle to do that if it was a film that was watched together and it's thought-provoking and then you have a conversation about it, as opposed to, say, being a young guy whose parents were a film director and I don't want to do that. I'm just thinking that the natural tendency of the young people is to kind of learn things the hard way. My dad always used to say, why do you have to learn everything the hard way? I didn't think it was the hard way. I just thought it was my way. So,
well, Ejaz,
yeah, you know, you you come back to it, because I was running away from the film industry when I was younger, and now here I am. I mean, my siblings, they say to me, why did you waste all these years? You could have just done this very easily when you were younger. But, you know, you learn. You learn from your mistakes, and you know that your parents are right.
So the name of this film is?
Trapped.
Trapped.
T-R-A-P-P-E-D.
Okay.
When can we expect it?
Yeah, next year, right?
March of 2024 is when we're going to release it. We'll be releasing it in theaters, about 50 theaters in the United States first. We'll do that run for approximately 2 or 3 months, and then from that point onwards, it's going to go on to the streaming platforms.
Well, we're going to be watching for it, and we're really thrilled to have had a chance to meet you today, and ahead of seeing this very important film for what's affecting a lot of people's lives here in Montana. Ijaz Khan, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing me on.
You bet.